Okay. Very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We are now 1:30 to 3 p.m. Puja followed by briefing by Bhatia. So this one, I think I have covered them all. Even devotional practice, everything I have covered. So we'll do a very simple puja. We just chant the arahang, followed by iti peso bhagava. Salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. For those who need guidance, you can turn the page. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. But we will do the salutation first. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Then we will chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. We will chant the Pali. First, we will start off with Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhammasarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati. Suakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipaseko opanaiko pachyatang veditabu vinohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho Ujupatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho. Nyāyapatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho. Sāmicipatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho. Yadidaṃ cattari purisa yukkani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho. Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaniyo anuttarang puññāketāṁ lokāsati. Sādhu, sādhu, Sadhu. Okay, we pay respect, triple gem. Buddhaṃ pujami. Dhammaṃ pujami. Sanghaṃ pujami. Okay. Just relax yourself. Huh? Then we will continue. Okay. Do you have any question or meditation reporting that you want to make? Anybody? Ah, yeah. Pass the mic to Gladys. Somebody pass the mic to her. Yeah.
Brother Teo,
yes.
The asking for forgiveness, there is a clause there where the word there, vow. A vow to repent.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but in my space, sometimes I feel that sometimes there's no mindfulness, the old conditioning takes place, and the vow is broken and guilt is...
No. So that's why don't be deluded by what people say. Because Chinese, I realize, when talk about vow, they very scared on. Wow, so heavy, you know. It's not like that. Understand not? Because you are sincere. If you are sincere, you want to ask for forgiveness, you want to repent, you have to vow not to repeat all this, understand not? Vow means what? You are seriously determined, but he never say you must not... like make mistake, no such thing. Like the precept, I undertake the training rule, to abstain from all the. I try my best. I'm serious. Then only it take effect. So after you ask for forgiveness, you make sure I vow not to repeat all this, because otherwise you are like a parrot. Please forgive me, for I know not what I'm doing. After that, repeat again. This is not serious repentance. Serious repentance means I now understand the Dhamma, law, karma. All these are my past karmic negativity. Through the Dhamma understanding, I understand that wherever there is condition, it will arise. Means every life you come, that form and mind, wherever there is condition, you will experience coming, repercussion or friction of it. So after understanding this nature's law, what are you going to do? You have to resolve it. Resolve it through what? You have to ask for forgiveness, repentance. I give you one example, then you will know. Otherwise, become karmic obstruction, understand that? There are many things that obstruct you when you come, even to cultivate or what. So karmic obstruction is very powerful. Even if you have the sincere mind to go this way, but because in the past certain people have actually did certain very negative type of karma, means they belittle those who meditate, or they cause schism, or they cause division among all the sangha. And these are very heavy karmic obstruction. So when you want to go, a lot of karmic obstruction will block you. Even you already can locate all these people, but something will happen. Sometimes it can come in many, many forms. So if you understand that these are the things that block, I have to do something to actually unblock. When it's unblocked, then only I can move. Understand? It's just like you want to pass through a gate. If it's blocked, locked, you cannot go through that. There is obstruction, it blocks you. So that car that blocks you, or the gate that blocks you, you must get them to open it. So how to get them to open it, or how to get them to remove the car? That's why you talk to people sincerely. I'm very sorry if I haunt you too loud. If I cause you any misunderstanding that caused you to do all this, I would like to sincerely apologize, and I hope you understand and accept my sincere apology. Then I vow not to do this again in future. If that person hear you talk like that, he will agree. Say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. I think I also at fault because my car should not block you. So in the same thing, in the same manner, when you ask for forgiveness, chances is there are enlightened beings who already forgive all those beings. Understand or not? So, like my nature, actually all enlightened beings, they will know. Whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, has caused any karmic negativity to this nature of mine, I hereby immediately and sincerely forgive them all. May this forgiveness take immediate effect. So all this they will do. Then if you ask for forgiveness, immediately the nature's law cancel it out. Understand? Otherwise, I tell you, if you do any karmic negativity to great beings, enlightened one, you can be in severe karmic obstruction and trouble. So, what's wrong with making that vow not to? Because you are serious, understand? If you are not serious, then you like parroting, means you play. Nobody can help you, understand? So don't worry about that word. Even people who want to take bodhisattva vow, at first they say, very scared. Ratio, how can? This is serious matter, no? If I break my vow, how? Ayo, it's not like the Chinese one. You chiu chua means what? Thunder will strike me. You where got say that? And I say, if I break my vow, thunder will strike me. You got say that or not? Ayo. It is very virtuous and very meritorious if you can have that determination to ask for forgiveness or take the bodhisattva vow. Where it is all to benefit your cultivation. You got nothing to lose. The only thing is maybe you try, but you cannot fulfill. Take a long time to fulfill. So what's wrong? That's why I say you are sincere, you are patient, and you persevere. The Dhamma will be there. The way will be there. The Bodhisattva will be fulfilled. So you must have faith. You must diligently cultivate. Then be sincere. This tree you have, the way is open. But if you are not serious, you vow like no vow, then the nature's law won't take effect. Means your asking for forgiveness is just like people say, hey, sorry, I don't mean it. After that, they repeat what they do. Then behind in their heart, say, that guy, just now, I pity him, that's why I say sorry. Otherwise, I whack him. He will like that type of mind. Even you're not serious, understand? So, nature's law is, like they say, God knows. Means nature's law knows your mental intention. You cannot run one. Law of karma never make mistake one. Computer sometimes can make mistake. The chip can get burned or go cuckoo. Then all the data come out haywire. But nature's law, no such thing as chip inside there. It's through consciousness. And consciousness is very powerful. That's why whatever you input into that consciousness, it takes effect. Some of this karmic, it will remain there forever until there is condition or you cease to take birth. Means you realize arahantship and beyond. Otherwise, it continues to take effect. Because the Buddha got teach, there are 7 thought moments when you make a mental intention. It's described in the Abhidhamma, there are 16 thought moments. And when you determining thought moment, at that time when you determine through your intention to do, there are 7, they call it Javana. J-A-V-A-N-A, means thought moment. So the Buddha said if the mental intention fall on the first one, this karma can only take effect this life. If it's on the last one, can only take effect this life and next life. But in between 2 to 6, it will stay there forever. So this is how nature's law works. And you don't go and ask the Buddha how he knows. Because this is his realization. He's a fully enlightened one. If he don't know, you think he want to tell you. He dare to tell you. He won't. That's why he is very sure. That's why he dare to tell you. And all these things, who can understand except the Sammasambuddha? So, asking for forgiveness and repentance, the Mahayana put a lot of emphasis. Those who walk the Bodhisattva, they walk our way or vow, they know. Because there are so many living beings having karmic obstruction. Even this life, so many of them came, they know. They couldn't move until they asked for forgiveness. Then if you want to actually develop understanding to modify the vow to help your loved one or yourself, you can also apply this. But this one is a different type of need. So do it for yourself first. Then when you are skillful, when you have the understanding, then you do it for your loved ones. On their behalf, you ask for forgiveness. It also can take effect. It can also help them. Because I help many people who has problem with their daughter, their sister, or their daughter-in-law. Actually, these people, you cannot talk to them already. They are in depression with severe karmic obstruction. They don't know what is going on. They are suffering like anything. They have been seeing psychiatry, taking medication, all those things. Then, one of them is the mother-in-law. They came and see me. The other one is a sister. Then there are others too. So what happened was when they came and see me, I said, if you want me to advise you, I can. But I cannot do for you. You have to do for yourself. Then as a mother or mother-in-law, brother, sister, closely related, this nature's law can take effect. So I teach them what to do. I said, karmic obstruction, but you cannot talk to them because they are not in position to listen at all because of the karmic obstruction. But you can, on their behalf, ask for repentance and forgiveness first. Immediately do, follow all the word. Within 1 week, she saw the result. Then after that, I say you must cultivate precepts, develop the understanding of the Dhamma, attain class, then develop all your merits, meritorious action, then make offering, the triple gem, donation, generosity, everything. Then invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for them to recover to good mind state so that they can gain back their life and all those things. And the thing really, really worked. Week after week, she saw the change. And within 3 months, that daughter-in-law completely recovered and become a normal human being. So, you don't ask how I know. I never learned this life. But my nature know how to tell people. And it works. Every time you are sincere, it works. And a lot has to do with karmic obstruction. Otherwise, why it happened to them or you? Not to others. Even cultivators also got karmic obstruction a lot. So initially they will come, but there are some very mild. Like what I went through, one was very mild because I told some of you before, when I started meditation, after I determined to go do it seriously, I every time meditate at home one at night. Then there was one night, I think, because a few nights, nothing happened. Then one night, 2-something, almost 3 a.m., I was sitting there meditating. Then suddenly I felt between my leg here where I cross, like got cockroach down there. You know. Then what you do? You sure fear and panic, but I don't fear. I put my hand, go and check. No cockroach. So I said, maybe mind funny. So I ignore. The next night, meditate again, the same thing come. So I confidently tell myself, not real. Mind manifestation. So again, I put my hand down. This time I also freak. Really, you know, 4 or 5 cockroaches down there. Wow, immediately my nature know, must ask for forgiveness. Because when I was young, I don't know, I spray mortine, shell talk. Kill so many, I don't know. So you don't play a fool with all this. And mine was very mild. It come and tickle you. Like the Dhamma N one, you remember? They come in swarm and attack you. So you must be careful. You must understand these are all nature's law. You reap what you sow. Then there is another Kayamita. He every time go to retreat, he sure kena sting by this insect. What they call? Sand fly, yes. Mimi, they all know. Because my first batch of students, she every time kena. Every retreat she goes, she kena. Begin a retreat, kena bengka until the whole retreat also very susah. Then I tell her to ask for forgiveness. After that, no more. All retreat she go, no more obstruction, nothing. So these are things, when you understand, these are nature's law. It works. Okay? So don't be afraid of vow. Because you never vow that if I break, thunder, strike me. These are people who try to, those politicians and all things. Because they want to prove that they didn't lie or swear in front of the holy book and all those things. Why you have to do that? You are not doing that. You vow because you are serious about the repentance. You vow not to repeat it. I realize human being very gullible. Yeah. From that thing, Chinese especially, you got a lot of conditioning, a lot of pantang, a lot of right and reach and belief. Even when we are young, the Chinese will say, hey, got ghost one, no, dark area, don't go. I tell you, every time you have to go to in the dark room yourself, or you stay in your house yourself, you gi sim gi kui, everything there. Because of your fear, don't have also become real. So why must you be so conditioned and allow all this fear to arise because of what you have heard? You investigate into it with the Dhamma understanding, you can deal with it, not a problem. Okay? So no need to worry. Use it when you understand, then everything will be beautiful. There's another one. Pass to Garrett. Garrett. Can you see me or not? Some at the back. I think I better sit on the chair. Good for me also. Yeah, Garrett.
Brother Pierce, I just like to find out more about wisdom. I think I have a few questions here. The first thing is, can we possibly define what is wisdom?
Can.
And then where it is. And then to my understanding, it was some of it was cultivated in our past life. It's already here. Okay?
No, not there. No, you have to inherit
Let me
it.
Put my understanding first, so you correct me.
Okay, very good.
So it's already with me, right? Then I come to this world, it's just a very pure gem, very pure jewel. Right? So it was covered by all the defilement. So now I have the opportunities to practice. So I'm basically detox all the defilements. Until it's so pure.
You are clearing all this defilement.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Based on the thing that obstruct you or cloud you or covered your nature.
So one fine day when most of it are clear, then the wisdom will arise.
No, then you will connect to that nature.
Yeah.
Then that nature has to inherit the past.
This nature, is it universe natures or personal natures?
No. Every form and mind got a gateway to that nature. So okay. What is inside here is the first layer, the pure awareness.
All right.
Before this one realized Nibbana, you cannot touch the source, the unconditioned, understand?
All right.
But you need this to develop wisdom, the direct see. That's why every form of mind that come, you have to connect. Means you have to meditate until silent mind, no more thought. And then like you say, no more thing, cloud the thing. Then this nature can shine forth. Can shine forth. Means this direct seeing can come about. And then only this form of mind understand. Then only that wisdom arise. And this wisdom is not carried around or no, cannot on. It doesn't like karma. The moment you are born, you inherit, you got it.
It does not.
It's not like that.
Okay.
But I explain to you why. I use the board. Somebody help me to clean. I need to tighten my... Okay, your first question, what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Good. Wisdom is understanding, it's not a knowledge. Wisdom is you have means you have. The moment you understand, it's there. That form of mind will always have. But it's not a knowledge, it's not kept in memory. It's an understanding. It's just like when I understand, I will know what to do. A typical worldly example is not exact, but quite near. You see, when we were in the primary school, what do we learn? We learn addition, isn't it? I always use this example, so easy to understand. But you don't develop the understanding of mathematics. You only memorize. Then you go to school, the teacher will say, 2 plus 5 equals what? Then after that, another day, he said 1 plus 6, also 7. 3 plus 4, also 7. Then the father come back, ask the son, what did you learn? He said, my teacher's funny. I said, stupid. I said, one day tell me 2 plus 5, 7. Next day, he said 1 plus 6, 7. Then 3 plus 4, also 7. What is he teaching? Understand? Because he doesn't know the logic. The understanding is not there. He only see the word. Sure, different one. 2, 5, 1, 6, different one. But you add up, you understand mathematics, that's why this is understanding. So whatever number you give me, I don't have to add. Understand not? Knowledge means what? Rigid. 2 plus 5, only 7. Your teacher wrong. My teacher right. This is how all the argument, disagreement come about. Because people use knowledge. Then they say, my teacher do rising falling. This is vipassana. If you don't do rising falling, not vipassana. It's exactly like 2 and 5, 7, 1 and 6. Also 7, but he didn't know. Yeah, all these are skillful means to train the mind, and it can lead to the meditation if you understand. So without understanding, you become rigid. Okay? But the real wisdom is understanding the way things are. Nature's law means you understand truth. What is truth? Truth is the reality. That's why the Buddha teaches the four noble truths. These are special truths. Why is it called noble truth? Because the enlightened ones are noble ones. That's why he's teaching the four noble truths are the essence of his teaching. So noble truths are truth that can make you noble ones. That can make you noble ones. Noble ones are called enlightened ones. That's why it's called Arya Satya. Arya are enlightened beings, noble ones. Satya is truth, noble truth. So when you understand or awaken to this truth, you become enlightened being. You have wisdom. And this wisdom, because in life, there are causes and conditions behind every living being, every individual. You cannot one size fit all. Everybody must meditate like that. Everybody must do things like that. Like you want to raise a child. The best way to raise a child, how? Oh, you come up with a standard. Understand? This child must be educated. He must know how to play piano, organ. You die, I tell you. Your different children got different talents. Some don't like this. So, because you cannot understand, you become rigid. But the noble one, the moment they awaken, the wisdom is there, the understanding is there, no matter what situation they encounter, they will not suffer. Understand? Then the true cultivator who have the understanding of meditation, whoever come, they know everyone is different. But from the way they manifest, that teacher or that guide will know how to guide that person. Like the Buddha, his 9 great virtues, one of them is what? Teacher of man and God. He can teach any being, even the devas and the God and the Brahmas. So, developing understanding or wisdom is not a knowledge. It is a direct seeing and you awaken. The moment you awaken, you understand. Like that 3 characteristics I told you. Just one movement apply to all, the whole of the phenomenal world. How can it link like that? Well, it's an awakening. It insight into it, understand. That's why it's universal. Okay? Can follow? So you cannot say, oh, Brother Teo say that time you got pain, you know like that. Well, he is different. Like Chia is different. I cannot be teaching him like what I teach the other who come in different way. That's why I know what he do. That's why I teach him according to what he do. You cannot like want to imitate me. Oh, Brother Teo help that the mother-in-law that help the daughter-in-law to clear. He said, ask for forgiveness. Then attend class, keep precept, then invoke power of merit for cause and condition for them to recover. Basically, it's correct. But sometimes that being is not coming obstruction. It's something else. Understand? Or then you just apply. Cannot. Understand? You cannot say every time it's like that. We are different being different. Just like last time I remember Ingby came to me. Then I realized that typical asking for forgiveness I give to people. Short of one thing, because she is peculiar. Because she told me she was so conditioned by Theravada tradition this life. That's why very good at Pali chanting and all those things. Then the first retreat, I remember she came. She cannot understand the Mahayana. She got this idea that Mahayana teaching is not true one because of the conditioning. Understand? He said, pure land, chan, can become enlightened. Very good. Then all the great beings, the Bodhisattva, he cannot understand. Then later on, because there was one girl also from Subang, Thursday class, Aliena. I don't know her one. Then she starts to tell them about the Bodhisattva experience and all of that, and what the Bodhisattva tell her to tell the rest. Then they go and do. They also get the response and connection. Then that night, I think the 4th day or 5th day, she was in tears. Then she came and see me after the class. 9 something, I remember. And we talked until almost midnight. And you know why she did that? It's because she has this understanding now. How can I be so deluded as to just ignore this thing, which a lot of people have come to understand and realize? That's why she asked me. Then I told her, very likely it's karmic obstruction. Understand? It's just like this line, a lot of Theravada tell people the same thing. Mahayana. Don't use the word BS. You don't go and simply follow. Because that one, fake one, not real. I tell you, you say that. And influence people say, you must do like that, Theravada. Then that guy trapped and no opportunity to meet that one. Because you did this to people, you caused people obstruction. People believe you and don't go and try it out or develop the learning. Okay? So in future when you come, you will get yourself entangled, understand? You will be blocked also. Then you will be conditioned with such birth that the DNA and the conditioning, you will naturally go back to your old Theravada way and reject the Mahayana way. Then I realized, last time I said, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mine has caused any karmic negativity, offense, or suffering, I like to ask for forgiveness. Sincerely ask for. I forgot the word misled. Because this one is misled people, isn't it? You didn't cause suffering there. But you direct them to Holland, isn't it? So, this life you come, you have the same thing. So that's why I told her to add in that word. That's why different people different though. Oh, even coming obstruction, no. But you have to word it to suit that particular cultivator or being, understand? Or? So this is an understanding that I cannot teach you. Like the Buddha said, the Dhamma, he realizes he is the fully enlightened one. You think he's not compassionate enough to give it to you, to teach it to you. He can only share his understanding to you, you know. He show you the way, you know. Understand? You have to walk the path yourself, understand? Like Xuan Hua say, 个人吃饭，个人饱, understand? You understand? You have to eat, then only you feel the stomach is full. Right? I cannot eat for you, you know. If I eat for you, you still hungry, you know. Understand? That's why Dhamma is like that. I can explain to you, share with you, but you have to cultivate and realize yourself. No? Understand? That's why the Buddha said, I can only show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself. That's why there is a song, Self-Reliance. Yeah? Buddha merely showed the way. You remember? We ourselves must walk the path. Buddha merely showed the way. You heard of this song? I think he didn't. We are he from Mahayana. Chabaka. Those in Theravada one, they know we are Victor V composed this song. So, when you understand wisdom is not a knowledge, then there is the beginning of cultivation. Means you really have to walk the path. Cultivate and insight and realize yourself. Because nobody can do it for you. Understand? Their vow can support you, but finally you still have to do it. Understand? If it can be done, the Buddha, which is the most compassionate, he will make all of you enlightened. I transfer energy to you. I transfer wisdom to you. Like the transformer. Cannot be done. Can be done. I also want to awaken all. But it cannot be done. So wisdom is understanding, not rigid, not a knowledge. You have to awaken to it. The first question, okay.
From what I understand from you, brother, so Western world, they say the man of wisdoms is different wisdom from us, isn't it?
Oh, that one is different because their wise man is different. Yeah. Solomon.
So solely wise man.
Solomon is wise man. Wise man and enlightened being are different. You can be wise, but you are not enlightened.
So the second one is, just now you said to reach to the gate, to the wisdoms. So it's either here or here, isn't it?
No, I will explain to you. You see, this fellow, when it come, the Buddha said, the fifth daily contemplation, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, condition supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. Can follow there. So which means this consciousness, the rebirth consciousness, the moment you are born, even as a fetus, this one straight away inherit the karma, understand? Because born of it. Inherit, how to spell? H-E-R-I-T, just like that. Oh, okay. You are born of it, head to it, conditions, you are what you are because of it. But the karmic nature, you cannot inherit or no, until you connect. Understand? That's why Sakyamuni Buddha, before the Bodhi tree, he's still like a normal human being. He still go through suffering. He still have delusion. He still go, what they call, self-mortification. And for 6 years, you can see certain temple, they put him with skeleton on it. Because he really, really go the ascetic way, self-mortification, to torture him, his body, thinking that by doing that, when he pay back all the suffering, he will be enlightened. Then he realized this is not the way, because he has done to the level that no other people can do. And yet he realized he is not enlightened. That's why he give up self-mortification. Then he decided to eat again. He need a healthy body. That's why you recite there. Eh? I take this food not for indulgence, not for craving, beautification, but just to sustain this body so that it is healthy for me to develop the cultivation and live life. Then you rejoice with the wholesomeness of all who have donated and make this food available for you. Then you wish them, may this wholesomeness pave the way for them to realize their good and noble wishes. This is how you rejoice, and this is how you share merit, by invoking back the power of the wholesomeness. And this is very powerful. So those who do all this, they will receive. So coming back to this one, first thing is karma and the spiritual nature are different. One is karmic nature. Karmic nature. This nature is not a person, no, not you. No. Like nature's law, part of nature. Then you have your spiritual nature, which is also your cultivation. But this spiritual nature, very funny, you know. You can inherit, you cannot store. Because inside there is the unconditioned, understand? Nothing can come out, you know. It's not like the karmic nature within the conditioned world. So what happened is, this one, immediate. This one, you have to wait till you meditate and connect. Just like Sakyamuni, underneath the Bodhi tree. When he awakened to the way, connect, he inherit immediately. Then he become different. That's why the three bodies. You remember? First one is Nimanakaya. What is Nimanakaya? The functional body of the Buddha that performed the function of a Buddha in that life. Functional body. Then the spiritual body came. Spiritual body came. Then these two combined become Dhammakaya. The Dhamma body. So this Dhammakaya is what the Buddha is. Because he has the spiritual nature. He has a functional body that performs the function of the Buddha. So this spiritual body or wisdom, which is what he inherited from all his perfection from the distant past until now. So this spiritual nature, or they call it the spiritual body, come in. And he become the Sama Sambuddha. That's why he teach the Dhamma. That's why it's called the Dhamma body, Dhammakaya. Kaya is body, Dhammakaya. So this is how it happened. But the Buddha can immediately inherit so fast is because he is the Sammasambuddha. The time comes, but no sound. So for normal cultivator, if you have perfected it, you also inherit very fast. Like this line, my nature come, I realize, I understand things very fast. And I pass through a lot of those stages. Just like they call it cruise through, understand? But if you have not done it before, I tell you, you want to realize sotapanna, if you don't get the right teacher, right guidance, and the right understanding, it can take you very long. Understand? So everything depends on your understanding. And to connect to this is not easy. Through mindfulness, you can only silence your mind initially. You have not connected to the gateway. But able to realize sainthood, understand? Sotapanaship, Sakadagamaship, Anagami, and Arahanship. You can realize. And most of this sainthood way is just a glimpse of Nibbana, one moment of cessation of form and mind. So they don't really connect. And most Arahant also same because they don't have the vow. Then they actually, upon cessation, when they go into Arahantship, they really know more ignorant, complete cessation. Then the Arahant know what that Nibbana is, but he cannot describe it because it's unconditioned. Everything ceases. So to say that you are born with this understanding, wisdom, is not correct. Your wisdom cannot be born. The clouded one is that true mind, the pure awareness, that nature, before it create consciousness, before it create the mundane mind. Understand not? The triangle, remember? I draw. You go this way, silent mind, you develop understanding. Then this is the sense basis. You develop mundane living and all those things. And this is where your pure awareness is. This is your true mind. This is what Hui Ning realized. Then when this one sees that the unconditioned manifests, realization of Nibbana. You silence your mind, this silent mind will develop the awakening through the direct seeing. Then this one protect the form and mind. This form and mind that is over here, using all these senses, it will know how to live. Now, this is true living. Because this form and mind that is part of the direct seeing, where the direct seeing is connected to this form and mind. So when that direct seeing happens, this understanding, this form and mind understand. And the Buddha said, this form and mind is enlightened, but it's not you. Understand not? We already gone through anatta lakkhana sutta, because it's chemically conditional. So if you are deluded, you think it's you, then that type of enlightenment is not what the Buddha talked about. Okay? So this form of mind, actually, it is initially born with the consciousness. Then this consciousness, that's why you understand, there are two types of mind inside there. One is the mundane mind, thinking mind, worldly mind. The other one is when thought ceases, when the aggregate ceases, when there is no cloud, nothing to cloud you. Understand not? Then that true mind shine forth. That's why it's not obscure anymore, not clouded anymore. We are not preoccupied anymore thinking. Your thought must cease. If your thought don't cease, the true mind cannot surface. But even if you use concentration, one-pointedness, jhana, ekagata, that one the thought don't cease. Understand not? The thought cannot arise, cannot move. So they think, no thought. Why no thought? Because they fix in ekagata, one-pointedness. Who is it that fix? The thought fix it there. Use energy, suppress it, so that you cannot think. And who say there is no thought? The thought say there is no thought. Because he suppress everything. That's why that is still thought-based. Still. And that one, no thought, nothing, also got clarity. Like you are enlightened. But the anusaya are still suppressed. That's why you need to directly connect to the pure mind, true mind, not through energy field, not through suppression. Let the thought slow down and cease by itself. That's why... wait, I finish this first. Not inviting, because Mr. C activated for you and you keep on drawing. You draw like that, no use on. Understand, Garrett? Because you haven't developed the wisdom. That's why that one is energy field, like what he is doing. But it will give you more clarity. Understand? But you don't have the Dhamma, you cannot awaken. There are some Kayamita who actually touch that thing, not like you through the energy field one, because you have the gateway open. But what you have to understand is, without wisdom, that one is not the real one. That one is still energy field. You still draw. Yes, it go in, melt, but you still don't have the full trust, because you cannot relax, silent, and let it be. You have doubt means hindrance are there. Okay? So whatever it is, that gateway, because he opened for you, understand? That's why that is the problem. If you look for it, no such problem. Because that one, he has to be a pure mind, only can go in. Pure energy. That's why when he activates for you, he has pure energy. Understand? Then after that, when you meditate, you're supposed to do this. Relax, aware, maintain that silent awareness without thought. Sometimes you experience it, but you don't know how to relax. You draw. You are very interested, like inviting. Oh, come, come, come. Then it becomes energy field. That's why it's so subtle. The line is so thin. What is happening is you must relax, aware, then use the awareness to develop the direct seeing, develop the Dhamma understanding, then only this trust can start to function. Understand? And then only it starts to inherit. Then it starts to understand all the Dhamma. That's why if you don't use this, because he activates the thing, bring you to the gateway, so that you can become more aware. That's why I told the earlier batch, he doesn't teach Dhamma. He only teaches you the gateway and the energy field. That's why they all very interested. We have a lot of magic. Then they went off. They go direct. Because they say, Brother Teo's last teacher. And I use the word which they don't understand. No. Brother Teo himself say, he is my last and the best. I never lie. I'm not supposed to see him on. But the condition keep on coming. 7 times the condition. Then my nature know. No. Normally 2 times, 3 times I will go and see that person. But that time I don't need any more Dhamma, because I already, my nature has the Dhamma. Then what they tell me is totally different. Energy field. But the funny thing is, because of my vow, later on I come to understand that I need to meet this person, because my vow is very funny. Very strange. Because of the understanding. He has this vow. Whenever this nature choose to come, in whatever civilization or world system, it will have the causes and conditions to develop the highest wisdom because of that vow. That's why I have to see him. And when I see him, he tell me like what I told you all that day. He straight away, he can feel me. He hold my hand, feel me. Then he tell me straight away, forget about what the Singapore people tell you. He said, because they are the one that promote him. He said, I just want you to know, my meditation is just 14. What? I said, this is not what they told me. They say, you very powerful. Wow, you got what? You got what? Oh, yeah. That's why he said, don't listen to what they tell you. Forget about it. How come he know when I am there, he cannot talk those things? Because he know the Singapore people very interested in energy field, psychic. Then the other thing is, he actually is an expert in occult. He got a teacher who is an expert in occult, I tell you. Occult is pure psychic. So what happened is, he knew I go the mindfulness way, but he don't like the word mindfulness. He tell me one, I say, dear, to be frank with you, the first time you tell me mindfulness, I think you don't understand what sati is, or awareness is really. Because he said, where got mind one? Because that one is the mundane mind. Then later on, I explained to him. I said, mind in fullness. Understand? That's why mindfulness. Understand? Mind in fullness. Full of one. Huh? If full of thought, it's heedless. Understand? So mind in fullness, that's why the English word translation, the Theravada, never explain what mindfulness is, and nobody dare to define it. very few people. So mindfulness is, mind is full of awareness. Just aware, understand or not? Means no more thinking, in fullness, fully aware. That's what mindfulness. And then he said, I know you understand. Because he felt me, and he know how I do my meditation. He keep on reminding me, you know. At first he's scared, I don't know. Never touch occult, he said. Even the pure psychic also don't touch, you know. I say, I understand, because I cannot touch. My nature cannot touch. We are from the past. Never go into energy field. Then he knew, you know, I got nothing. I go through pure awareness, direct seeing, wisdom. He know my wisdom is very high. That's why he liked to talk to me and all those things. So what happened was, when you don't know how to develop this, but these three I already perfected before I met him. That's why the moment he activated my gateway, 2 inch away, the first activation, my meditation moved in already. There is no thought, nothing. Sit still. The nature do. And I understand perfectly what trust is. That's why after that I transformed very fast. And I didn't see him after that for a very long time, 20, 30 years. And I don't need him. But later on, the first group of students, they're so curious, they heard a lot of stories about him. And he's so powerful, so they want to know where he is. I say, I don't know. Could be in New Zealand. Then somehow, the condition arrived, he actually migrated to Penang. Malaysia, my second home, I don't know what. Then we located him in Penang, then I brought this group down there. Then after a while, they go direct to him. I got no time to explain to them. I already told them, he teach energy field. But he got this pure energy to locate your gateway. Use it to cultivate wisdom. Because his way of teaching meditation is more or less like the Buddha, but in different, completely different direction. Understand? If you really want to progress in meditation, I rub this off. You must always remember, wisdom and consciousness must move together. Wisdom and consciousness, they must move together. Whichever you move too fast, you have to slow down. So what I did was Sakyamuni way, wisdom way. I had that wisdom ready. But I don't know the gateway. If I were to do it, I have to wait for at least 10 to 15 years to locate it on my own. It's like no R&D, no prototype. Everything you got to research yourself. So what happened is, Sakyamuni's way is, the Dhamma already there, understand? Dhamma already there means what? Prototype, understand? The color already. To modify, to improve, very easy, isn't it? Correct? But if you don't have this Dhamma, you want to search for this Dhamma, you think easier. So his problem is, his world system that he come from, the universe that he come from, yes, I think they send them over. They have this technology, they are so advanced, they have this pure awareness or pure energy. Pure awareness, energy. They actually discover it. That's why they can use it to locate the gateway. But the problem is, they don't have the Dhamma. They don't have the prototype. So he has to learn using this awareness, and he's stuck with a lot of wrong view. But to him, he can kill ants and all those things or no? But to him, he is not killing anybody. You understand? It's like the Buddha said, anatta, non-self. He no, it's only consciousness and the thing. But I already explained to you what the Dhamma is. When you are in this world, your form and mind, kill, is still coming. He don't understand that. That's why he said, I saw him killing. then the wife also same. But to them, they don't have that title. Then he got to find out a lot of things on himself. At first he come because first time we will locate him, invite him out. Then he actually activate people, you know. Even Garrett know. They come, everyone he activate. Then later on, you know what he did, right? He said he's selective, he don't want. These people take for granted, he said. Huh, change direction. Then after that, he come up with a lot of his own thinking. He try. Not correct, then he adjust. But adjust due to his frustration. Then he said, nobody, he was promised by the higher being up there. He said, your time will come. Your student will come. Everything will come. He waited until almost 80 years old. Nobody come. He only met me and a few. Then he liked me because he know I understand him. But he know I won't follow him. Yeah, I cannot follow anybody. If you have affinity with me, I have gratitude. I thank you. Then I learn. But I cannot follow one teacher or one. Yeah, I develop my own understanding and color. So because of that, he knew I will leave him. Then he saw my group of Kayamita, very good. Because serious, and all very serious. Then he cannot wait already. That's why he told them, when I was not around, he said, you have to decide. Either you follow me, or you go back to Brother Teo. You cannot mix, he said. So they were in a dilemma, and you know, some of them, a lot of craving, they plan to go direct. Then after that, they tell the rest, they try to pull more and more over. But that time, I didn't do anything. I just let things be. So what happened was, I think Garrett will know, at the Alui there, they have this. So all of a sudden, they decide to go direct. Then before they went, some of them close to me, the one that Kanada sent fly, I actually spoke to her. I said, you be careful. You go there without the Dhamma. What I advise you is when you have this gateway open, means somebody open for you, then you can actually become more aware, naturally. And from there, very easy to meditate. Because they understand you cannot use the mundane mind to meditate. You have to use awareness to meditate. That's why his way is correct. Because thought-based, you cannot break. But he don't have the Dhamma, that's why he cannot teach them further. He only teach them energy field and talk about the higher being up there. He can go up and do a lot of things. Then how powerful he can get, what energy. Then every time come next guy, he say, I will bring you more pure energy and all those. Until a lot of people get trapped. Not to say really trapped in the sense that because of greed, they were conditioned to believe and do all those things. Then after not long, I don't know, I was told the group also dispersed. He also not around. Then he teach one Singapore guy, I think. Sia. And not our Sia. So that one, at one time after he left, he tried to teach them, but now he also didn't come, I was told. But whatever is not important. What I want you to understand is, he's this one, trust, you cannot develop the ability to do until you have the Dhamma. Otherwise, you will be trapped in energy field. Because when he trusts, he went in, actually it transformed inside. He know how to do. But the problem is, he don't have this Dhamma. Then he become very powerful, occult, can do a lot of things. But trapped in the human form. He used to tell me, he said, I can come out. That to him, he believed there is a soul. And this soul very powerful one, is it? He said he has the ability to destroy the sun, if you want to. You expect what type of energy he has. He can finish off the sun. Then he said, in the higher realm, they got a lot of things. You heard of micro dot or not? Micro dot. I also haven't heard of, even though I'm a science student. You know what is a micro dot? Anything you want to know. This one he didn't tell the rest one. When he was with me, he explained to me. He said, up there is a different world. They also got this library on. Just like our planet Earth is one very small planet. You got United Nations there. Up there, the higher one, they also got like a United Nations that govern all this behavior and all the being and all the category. Then they say there is a library also, like we got internet, we got encyclopedia, all this thing. So you need your internet, you check. There, they all use awareness one, consciousness one. So if they want to know anything, they just silent, the micro dot come. Every information they will know one, is it? But all recorded one, understand? That one not important. Don't listen to. So what happened is, he moved very fast consciousness, but wisdom not there. That's why this one cannot awaken. He still believe in the true self. He said that one is the me, true self. The true self, he said, me. If I stay here and act from here, he said, no karma. You go and find out yourself got karma. No. Ogawa is different. Ogawa are different, modified way. Another. That's why different cultivated. Let me finish this one first. What's the time? Really? Wow. You see, just like his way, he know you cannot go through thought. Okay? You have to go through the gateway, which is awareness. So this one cannot go through thought. You go through awareness. That's why he can locate the gateway for you and open for you. If you don't know how to make use of this to do the direct seeing, to develop the wisdom, then you cannot move. I realized I moved so fast also because I was ready with the wisdom, understand or not? Then the moment he activated this pure consciousness, it through trust, it opened by itself, everything, but no sound. Then within a few months, my whole of this form and mind is like a perfectly tuned car. You know what is a perfectly tuned car? No sound. And I was like a perfect human being. My disease, my whatever, all I heal. This pure energy. Then I never felt so great. The eyes still there. But that was my nature's understanding. Because this form of mind was so beautiful after that. It's like perfect. I used to tell my wife, it's like a perfect body. Then after that, the mundane mind collapsed. I got no mundane mind like Hui Ning. That's why the nature shine for. Then I can understand everything. Things that I never see, I start to see. That's why I can tell you truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. But if you don't have that wisdom, you never see. So, that thing become like that. Then you know what happened? Because it was so perfect. With this understanding, how to teach people. Understand? How to share all this with people. If not because of Garrett's condition, I wouldn't be telling you. Understand? Because he was together with me when Mr. C was around, my last teacher. So happened his name, surname, Mr. C, also S-E-E. C. So what happened is, because I have this, I progress very fast. Because I only waiting for this. Likewise, if you do this without the Dhamma, what happened? That's why you must have the open mind to listen, release out the energy, stay here with a free mind and do the direct seeing. Then after that, these two combine, you understand everything. You know what is this. This is not you. There is no such thing as a higher self, ultimate self, true self. That's why the Buddha said, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta, even the unconditioned that you think, you realize, is still not you. It's not a being, but he believes it's a being. And he believes he is very powerful. And he can even tell you, he was chosen to come and all those things. But to me, it's not important. Because what is important is, I benefited from the gateway. I have a lot of gratitude. That's why I say he is my last and the best. And so, best not in the sense that he teach me Dhamma, laws. Best in the sense that he show me the gateway. You know? Understand? Now? Otherwise, I have to waste 10 or 20 years. But they don't understand this. No? They thought he is the, among all the teachers, he is the best. No? But Dhamma, why I never learn anything from him? No? Because he don't have Dhamma. So likewise, without Dhamma, he go and find out himself using this pure awareness. How to find? But with the teaching, very easy, you know. Four noble truths. Four foundation of my world. Then I know how to cultivate. I know how to develop this. That's why I developed that first. Through the Buddha Dhamma. And also because of my past, I actually penetrate very fast. Then because of my vow, he came, the gateway was there. I saved 10 to 15 years. Otherwise, you all won't see me. Otherwise, by then, I would have been 50, 60 years. And you know what he told me or not? For people to come to this one, most of the time, most of them, at least 80 years old. Yeah. That's why I was so lucky. You know. I 35 years old, I received it. You know. That's why I can share a lot of the Dhamma with you all, which nobody can really understand. So what happened is, this teaching and his teaching is the same, because he accept different direction. One is consciousness, one is wisdom. So to him, he said very simple. If you use thought to meditate, he said, you are limited. That's why he liked Krishnamurti. He said, thought is egoic, limited. He also knows it's egoic. Then he believed when he is here, there is no ego. But he got the ultimate self, understand? The true self. He thinks that one, no karma on. That is his understanding. So I just listen, no comment. Because very difficult to explain Dhamma to him, understand? Because he read Buddhist book, you know what he say? This Buddhist monk, I don't know what they talk. Awareness is awareness. Where got mind on? I say mindfulness. Because the way they describe inside the book, he read, he say very funny. No logic on it. He cannot understand. He don't come from that tradition. So a lot of things, later on, when all this understanding come, then I realize what he teach us. He knows if you use thought, you cannot penetrate. That's why he used awareness. He cut short the meditation and the training. Just like Hui Ning, go direct to the true mind. Understand not? So likewise, to develop wisdom without the prototype, you also cannot. Understand not? So his prototype is what? He already in that world system, that universe, have this technology, advancement, the pure energy. And they know where the gateway is. And you know what he told me or not? This one you haven't heard of. He said, our universe is nothing, way behind us. He said, when he want to bring over the pure energy, you don't tell me it's fairy tale. Because I think he seriously understands. You know what he said or not? He said he has to talk to the higher order to open up the portal. He also know how to use the word portal. You know what is a portal or not? A point of access, portal. So he said we have to open up this universe portal, you know, to receive that pure energy from there. And he witnessed how the energy comes. You know. Oh, that one I leave it to you. Not important. To me, nothing to do with understanding. We are all about consciousness. So if you're interested, you go and look for him. Don't need to attend my class. So what is happening is exactly like the way he understands. There is no prototype. Understand? But he has this pure energy like the prototype. That's why he can reach the true mind very fast. He can reach the gateway very fast. He don't have to like you all, or most of the Buddhist tradition, thought-based start first, then mindfulness, then slowly, slowly develop the heedfulness, and then only touch sinhood. Then after that, a long, long time, only don't know how many people only touch the gateway. So he straight away take you there, you know. You like it or not? Bypass all. No, it's very good. If you know how to use this for direct seeing, it's hella good. Understand or not? Means you don't need to do anything. That's why I told the first batch, they don't understand. They like energy field. They like all the story. Oh. But a lot of the story he tell me, he didn't tell that one. That's why I understand his background. That he wanted disciple because 80 years old already, cannot be. So the only way he realized he can take them over is he has to give them an ultimatum, but behind me. Understand not? He said, you have to decide. If you follow Brother Teo, you are clipped. He said, your wings, like bird, clipped, cannot fly, cannot go high. I don't want to go very high for consciousness. No point. You end up in psychic. But luckily, I have the Dhamma. Then I touch this one, I got no problem. Then my past vow, I cannot touch psychic on. Because my nature knows. You can only choose one. These two, you can only choose one. You want to be expert in wisdom, you don't mix. You don't touch the other one. The moment you touch the other one, you know what happens? Psychic. Your wisdom will go down. It will be at the expense of your wisdom. Then later on, I realized these two can move together if you have wisdom. Because wisdom protects you from touching that one. Understand? So if you choose this one first, to me, it's a lot more dangerous. But if you don't know how to make use of this, the pure awareness, and use the trust to directly cultivate, to develop the wisdom, then you will move very fast. So these two must move together. Understand? Consciousness and wisdom must move together. You cannot one-sided. And maybe good karma because of the vow. It wants to realize the highest wisdom. To realize the highest wisdom, this gateway, pure awareness, where the bodhisattva do and become Buddha, this one must be activated and move very fast. And because my wisdom and understanding was ahead, way ahead of this consciousness cultivation, then when it detects, it moves. That's why it becomes so different, so powerful, so potent. So the Dhamma is the same. Without the prototype, without the Four Noble Truths, I ask you to go and investigate yourself. To understand the law of karma, you already need to know how many eons. Because it's so complicated. To understand how your mind functions, to understand the three characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta, you think easy to research. All the while caught in atta, I am this human from my mind. Don't even have the five aggregate. Then what happened? I see. I think. There is a thinker behind it. With this type of chapalang knowledge, how to realize the Dhamma that the Buddha has realized? That's why he was reluctant to teach. Understand? So without the sasana, without the Buddha Dhamma, I tell you, hardly any enlightened being, except those cultivators of the way. You know who will be the one that can become enlightened? The Pacheka Buddha. Understand? They call it the silent Buddha. When there is no sasana, the Pacheka Buddha realizes the enlightenment through the dependent origination because they cannot find the Four Noble Truth. Understand? That's why Yan Jiao. Master Sun Hong explained, he said, when it reached the Pacheka Buddha, he said there are two types of Pacheka Buddha. One Pacheka Buddha is when the sasana is around. The other one is without the sasana. Then he called it the Yan Jiao. You know what Yan? Si er ying yan fa. That type of Pacheka Buddha go through dependent origination. But when the Buddha is around, it goes through the Four Noble Truth. Du jiao. I don't know why he said du jiao. Yan jiao, du jiao. So what happened is, an arahant is actually also a type of Pacheka Buddha. Silent Buddha. If they really cultivate and practice. But why they call Pacheka Buddha? I was shocked, you know, when some of the Theravada people tell me, hey, they cannot teach one. You agree? Because they silent one, they don't talk one. But the English translation say they are the silent Buddha. I tell you, Sotapan also can teach you. I said, no. How can they cannot teach? That's why you got this type of people around. So you will end up arguing, I tell you. They interpret the English translation. The difference is because Pacheka Buddha is called a silent Buddha, but they don't have a sasana, understand? No? They don't have a Buddha sasana. They don't have complete understanding. That's why there is no dispensation of sasana. That's why Sakyamuni got a Buddha sasana. But this is Samasa Buddha, fully enlightened. No? Doesn't mean they cannot teach. You think all the Bodhisattva cannot teach? They are hell of very wise and virtuous being teacher. Every time they come, they do their vow, they fulfill their vow. So this is how it happened. Huh? Get it? Okay? Sadhu. What is the time now? So we end what time? 3. Oh, 1:30 to 3. Wow, good timing, huh? So I finish, huh? But your Heart Sutta didn't move, huh? Yeah. So you can only choose one. Well, luckily, I got condition recorded. So you don't worry. Yes. Who? No. He's talking about the Japanese, the very famous Rogo Ogawa. You heard of him? Happiness, happy signs. He also very powerful. Wow, this was my classmate, one of my university mates, I think Mi Feng Sui An No Ichi Hong. He invited me to go with him. He married a wife from that Buddhist sect. So he don't know whether correct or wrong. So he want me to help him to understand. So because of condition, then I say, okay, you don't worry, I follow you, I go with you. Then before I went, he sent me a stack of books written by this Ogawa, Roku Ogawa. I tell you, he's not bad. He also got a lot of story. You know, he talk about our planet and our universe. He talk until the 14th dimension. You know what is the 14th dimension? He don't talk about 31 plane existence. 31 plane existence, nothing. 14th dimension. That one is a different type of science. So what happened is, I summarize all this. He is also very unique. He also wrote in his biography that he transformed. He transformed and developed the understanding also at the age of about 40 years old. I don't know whether 30 something or 40 or 40 years. Then he said he understand everything. Then after that, he come out and teach. Then his is the fastest growing religion in that type of Buddhist sect in Japan. But you can go and ask the Japanese. When we were there, the actual Japanese people there, they all laugh. Oh, he said that one. Because he also, this organization, this so-called Buddhist sect that he set up, become so wealthy, you know, and so rich, you know, so much money, you know. He can buy over a golf course outskirts of Tokyo. You know how much money is a golf course outskirts of Tokyo? And build his soja there. You know. And I went to that place and stay also. Yeah, I visited a few of his soja. Soja means his way place, his temple. But he's not bad. No. He is a very, very powerful being, and yet he also got a lot of understanding. So this one is much better. So he conducts seminar using Noble Eightfold Path and help all those with depression, suffering. That's why very popular. That's why a lot of people recover. Even Westerners also go and attend. But what he did was, he modified the seven path factor. Samasatiya, he changed to his own one. He go and connect with the higher being. Then he say, that one, prayer. You pray, connect. He never teach samasati. Maybe he know very difficult to cultivate. So what he did was, he put that one in. Then I went and checked through his teaching. I said, everything perfect. What he teach on exactly like the Buddha except samasati. Yeah, he mixed with Christian teaching. Yeah. We are Christian belief, Anasara. Yeah? Then prayer. Yeah, prayer. So what happened was, when he said this, I tell them, be careful. When you invite this one, non-human will come, you will get into trouble. Then the wife and the sister, my classmate wife and sister, they panic, you know, because I was so convincing in telling them. You know. They almost cried for 2 nights. You know. I really pity them. Because they were so undecided. Because they were there for 7 years, you know, and they thought this one is the real one, perfect. Then they got another teacher who actually teach them one. You know. Japanese, what you call them? You want to address somebody, there's a word one. No. Like, asang. Sang. Thailand is kun. This one is, don't know what sang, but definitely not obasang. Don't know what sang, I forgot. But he is very good. He also don't understand. He said, he tell the two sisters, I have to check with my master. Then when he checked with his master, he was so surprised. He got a shock of his life. The master told him, I was right. And the master reprimanded him. And the rest. He said, I already told you, you cannot do this outside the soja. Understand not? Because his soja, he got plant the special energy. So that this non-human cannot come down. There is a doom. That's why you're not in the spiritual field. All this you don't know. But how come my nature can have condition to see them? Because I went there, my nature very sensitive. When I was in the soja, hey, I say, what is this place? It has the pure energy that I receive one now, that I develop one now, the same type of pure energy. Then I say, kantan on this fellow. Yeah. This Ogawa. That's why I told them, he has all the right teaching except he modified sati because maybe he knows it's very difficult to cultivate. Then he really helped a lot of people. No? That's why he teach happy signs. You want to be happy? See him. Happy signs. So what he is, if I'm not wrong, he is also one of the higher beings that has a vow that want to do his part. Understand? No? But people cannot understand it. People thought he make money. That's all. Because he got such thing, it's just like you go to all those, what they call, the Mahayana one, the Fahui. Now Theravada also learn already. your Vesak and Dana, Katina. You want the full package is so much. You want the lesser package is so much. Then you want to offer is another price. All got price. So the prayer, the mindfulness one, he convert to prayer, is for them to pay money. You want to resolve your what problem, you write down. Then you put there. They will do the prayer for you. It's like they help you to clean your sin. Then there will be result. But he said you must have faith and all those things. So what happened was, when they told the two sisters also don't know what to do. Then he scared my classmate don't want to marry the sister. But I said, no, please, don't get me wrong. Then that don't know what sang, I don't know what sang, definitely not Uba sang, it's a sang, don't know what sang. He came and see me, personally. He said, Mr. Teo, during breakfast time, I hope you can help me. I said, no problem. What is it? Oh, then he told me about their problem and story. That's how I know he referred to his master, and the master told him that. Yeah. Because I realized his soja, inside the soja only got the energy. Outside don't have. It's connected to all those, maybe like Mr. C's being on that civilization. They got that type of pure energy. That's why a lot of type of cultivation, if you read it, you cannot understand. You won't believe it. You say fairy tale, brother Teo. Where got that? And I can tell you, when you come to witness it, it's more fantastic than fairy tale. Fairy tale is nothing. Fairy tale is you think on it. You create fairy tale. But this one, real one, not fairy tale. And it can be more fantastic than what they say in the fairy tale. That's why I say it's even more fantastic than fairy tale. These are real happening. And I felt that energy there, so strong. That's why I also benefited. I know how to relax. Wow! like Garrett say, invite. I didn't invite one. He come in by itself. Because the condition is there. And I just silent, relax. I didn't do anything. Because my nature very sensitive. Wow, then it just draw. That's why after I come back, that was the year 2008, I think. 6 or 8, I forgot it. 2006. I think it's 6. That lady, the daughter-in-law got problem one, was the cousin of my classmate. And when she was there, before the course start, she like want to test me, with the husband. Ask a lot of questions. The way I answer so different. They realize this one, not the same one. Then he go and tell my classmate, why you got such a classmate you never introduced to me? And my classmate say, you never ask. Then after that, the course start, he cannot follow Liat Bo Kiu. He came and see me. He said, Mr. Teo, you got time or not? I say, why? We go outside. I got a problem. So I went here outside. I say, can. Then he tell me her problem. Wow, that problem is not easy, I tell you. The daughter-in-law, the son actually got a very peculiar character, because on the good sense, because the son was a Christian, very sincere. And he liked to marry a girl, we had big problem on. Rape before, got a lot of drug problem, then depression. He said, Mom, Dad, I want to marry her. I feel that I can save her if I marry her. Wow. How? As mother and father, the mother panic. Freaking, please. The son is a PhD holder. Then you know what happened? The first girl, very good. Pity him. We are too honest and too good a man. She left her. Left him. Then after that, another one, lagi kaulat one came. And this time also want to marry her. So the mother got no choice, the father no choice, consent, marry. After marry, this Kayamita lady told me, I lost my son. Because after that, cannot come out, visit them also, the wife go into the room and hide. Then the son say, Ma, Pa, I got to look after her. You got anything else? Like that. And she was in the state of depression, take her, see psychiatry. Christian, God also cannot do anything. Then you know what happened? She went to Japan, talked to me. I said, can I teach you? Then I teach her that three things. Wow, she was so interested. She took out her exercise book. I said, wait, word by word. No recording, nothing. He copied down. Come back, because she very strong mind, she do. And I told you, we did week after week, he saw the result. She called me. He said, thank you so much, brother. Then within 3 months, I become normal. Now give birth to 3-4 children, grandchildren, become normal back. Then she told me one, after completely recover, she said, Brother Teo, I really amazed. The best thing in this life is to have met you. He said, God's miracle also don't work that way. I say, I didn't do anything. I didn't do miracle. Yeah, you know the nature's law. You say. And she got no training, nothing do. Can completely recover. Then after that, the daughter-in-law can come over to the house and all those things. She told me the first week, immediately after he do, he go to the house, the daughter-in-law don't go into the room and lock up already. Sit at the side, not with them on the same table. And then she said, well, maybe this is a good sign. Then the next visit, the second week, you know what she told me? He asked the son out for dinner. Last time cannot, because the son had to look after the wife. The son said, I have to check with my wife. You wait. Go and check. Hey, agree, yo. They didn't communicate. No. Then third week, go out for dinner. At first cannot talk. Then later on, can talk a bit. Then later on, invite them over to her house. Last time, he never dreamed of able to do that one. Surprisingly, the son again checked with the wife said, okay, visit the house. Then after one or two visits, she went in and helped the mother-in-law to cook. That's why she was full of joy. Then after that, the son also very happy, saw the thing turn around. Then you know what they did? They decided to invite a host, a special, their parents' marriage anniversary. So she called me immediately, Bratio, you are the first couple that I will invite. And I want you to sit beside me and my son and my daughter-in-law. Wah, kau lah. And that was what happened. And it healed, I tell you. He preferred to trust me, a layperson, than Ogawa. Such a powerful and famous master. Why? You go and answer. I also don't know why. Well, after that, he keep on coming to my class. Until the husband lately got heart problem. She told me she has to look after him. But he said he always want to listen to the recording and all those things. So this is what I can explain to you based on my understanding now. Okay? So Ogawa is another great being, good being. But he has his way. Understand not? So do not underestimate all this being. Because I tell you, his soja really like 6-star. Really like hotel standard one. And it's so cheap. Up to you to pay one. The seminar, 3 mil. But he got right there. Recommended minimum. But it was still so cheap. You know that trip I went, 9 days. You know how much I pay together with my etiquette? You give a guess. Japan, 2006. How much I pay? Where got so much? I spent less than 2,000. My ticket was a few hundred dollars, $800, $900. Then I go there because he said recommended minimum. I say okay lah, minimum I do that. Then I realize so cheap. 1,000 yen is how much? Now 30 ringgit, is that? Or 20 ringgit? Because Japanese yen has appreciated. Last time I remember I go there, 1,000 yen is about 30 ringgit. So recommended minimum is 1,000 yen. Stay plus makan, 3 meals. Miso, Japanese food, sashimi, everything. And not ordinary room like that, share. Single room, hotel standard. Yeah, it's all, I should say, subsidized. Subsidized. Okay, you all must meditate already. And now. So that answer the question. So got condition, you all lucky. No condition, nothing. That's why I say ask. You don't want to ask, you lose out. Understand? Okay. So you should thank Garrett, thank Mimi. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. So meditate.
You better take a shot of that after that.
Gone.
Gone. You'll be rubbed off. You are the